Few names in the world of the arts mean as much as Semaphore, a musical theatre that in the 1960s was one of the most important cultural centres in communist Czechoslovakia. Semaphore is still going strong, and it's the subject of this edition of The Arts by Christian Falvey.
Já zpívám píseň o rose, která se v trávě vzpětí.
The Semaphore Theatre, one of the oldest continuous traditions of modern Czech entertainment, is still putting out new performances after 53 years of existence. The latest concoction of multi-genre comedy theatre is Kam se podjela Valeria, or Where Did Valerie Go?, which has four pre-premieres this week and next before the real premiere in September. The heart and soul of the theatre, Jitka Molavcová and Jiří Suchý, tell us what we can expect.
Tato komedie je z prostředí hyperaktivního...
It takes place in an institute for the hyperactive, where Mr. and Mrs. Toval put their daughter Valerie for re-education. But Valerie got lost at some point, and I won't tell you the twist because that would spoil it. It's a musical comedy, so there are lots of songs, including one about throwing authorities out of windows, which I think will resonate with the audience.
Zoru budou diváci reagovat.
Když jsem nedávno zrovna si říkal, kolikátou hru už to máme na repertoáru, tak jsem...
Just recently I tried to figure out how many plays we have in our repertoire, and if I reckon with three premieres a year, that means 150 premieres in 50 years. So in 53 years, maybe we've done 160 plays. And since we only do our own work, it was up to me to write all of them.
To je pro nás velice určující.
The tireless 80-year-old comedy theatre extraordinaire Jiří Suchý, who founded the famous theatre on the Balustrade in 1958, and Semaphore, or Traffic Light, a year later. Semaphore is not your everyday theatre. Most of its classic productions are neither dramas nor musicals. Comedy, song and dance, absurdity and a love for lovely ladies, essentially in that order, are the central features of a Semaphore production. But it's not just cabaret either. Originally an acronym for Sedm Malých Forem, the name Semaphore, aside from the stoplight meaning, refers to the original intention of presenting seven forms of performance art: film, poetry, jazz, puppetry, dance, fine art, and cabaret. That grand scheme was abandoned after a few seasons due to the excessive demands it put on the actors, but Where Did Valerie Go? Shows there are still lots of invention, as well as new demands on actors.
I always want to surprise the public with something new. Sometimes we have a play with three people, sometimes with 25. Sometimes the theme is Erben's bouquet, sometimes it's a chamber comedy, but I want to do something different every time. And this time I was thinking that we have too little physical exertion, so I thought up a play around an institute for hyperactive individuals who get on other people's nerves. So for that purpose, we had the actors trained in acrobatics and took on some especially physically competent people.
Kteří jsou pohybově víc než zdatní.
Měla vlasy samou loknu.
And so it is that Where Did Valerie Go? Begins with actors flying around the stage and bouncing off the walls as they sing and dance and speak. But mind you, there's no playing in a proper Semaphore play.
They're not plays in the strictest sense of the word. I would fail as a dramatist because of everything I've written. No one ever cares about the story. They like the songs, the fun, the humor, and we keep them entertained with those things. Our visitors never care how the hero ends up or how the bad guy is punished. They laugh at both of them, and in Semaphore, the humor is a substitute for drama.
The reason why Semaphore is such a different kind of theater emerges entirely from the personality and predilections of Jiří Suchý, and at least in part from the way he started out in the 1950s, basically just a kid who was dying to get on the stage.
Původně jsem byl úplnej antitalent, ale to není nemístná skromnost.
I was a complete anti-talent starting out. That's not modesty, it's the holy truth. An amateur theater group even asked me to stop coming after a few rehearsals. But I longed to act on stage, so I started a theater of my own that I couldn't get kicked out of. And gradually I got better, so I don't collide with the other actors on the stage anymore and can be understood when I speak. But it's not acting in the strictest sense. When I got the Thalia Award, the highest accolade for theater acting, I said in my speech that I am a very problematic actor, as I can only play myself and no other role.
Hope then for those who yearn to act but haven't the knack. Today the name Jiří Suchý is rarely spoken without a superlative before it, and no one can doubt the incredible mark he and his theaters have left on theater production in Central Europe. Next to the great man is also a great woman, one who has been with Semafor since 1970, who young Czechs know from childhood, thanks to her many television roles for children, and who's earned the highest accolades in serious drama as well, Jitka Molavcová.
Od dětství přála dělat divadlo. Přála jsem si být herečkou.
Even in my childhood, I wanted to be an actress. When they said, "What do you want to be when you grow up, little girl?" I would say, "If I can't be an actress, then I don't care." Fate was kind enough to let me become an actress here in Semafor, where Mr. Suchý and Jiří Schlither had invented this blend of music, comedy, and poetry. And if I had not dropped anchor in Semafor, then I would have looked for that combination of music, comedy and poetry elsewhere. Mr. Suchý has never left this path. It fascinates me. I help him with it, and I think I've stayed because we believe in each other. He believes in me as an actress, and I in him as a writer. We've walked this path now for 43 years, and we hope we'll continue for another 50.
Ještě takových 50 let budeme kráčet.
Když měsíc rozlije světlo své po kraji a hvězdy řeknou, že čas je jít vstát, pramínek vlasů jí ustřihnu podají.
Today, Semafor, like theaters all over Europe, is contending with a financial crisis. Specifically, that means a lack of 4 million crowns that it needs to survive. Prominent plays like The Bouquet and Lysistrata had to be discontinued because of their huge casts, and Jiří Suchý is now writing plays for 3 instead of 23. Every visitor, he says, is now a sponsor. But as Jitka Molavcová says, more than money or anything else, it's Jiří Suchý himself who makes Semafor what it is.
Já si myslím, kdyby pana Suchého přestalo bavit psát a hrát.
If Mr. Suchý ever gets bored of writing and acting, then there won't be any Semafor anymore. But maybe new young artists will come about and make their own theatre that draws on Semafor, just like Suchý and Schlither were influenced by the Prague Free Theatre and by Voskovec, Verich and Jaroslav Ježek and founded the Semafor Theatre, there will be others who will be influenced by us. I believe there are very many talented young people who are on the same wave as we are and have the humor inside them, and I keep my fingers crossed for them.
A mají ten humor v sobě a taky držím palce.
Great stuff. That edition of The Arts by Christian Falvey was first broadcast in June last year.